Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
So I'm going to be showing you today a very short sermon titled The Resurrection of Pillars. The Resurrection of Pillars, very short sermon. It's good you listen now. You might be one of the pillars. It's a mystery about pillars. You might be one of the pillars. You might be one of them. It's good you know now. Somebody was asking me. He said, sir, a man, he took care of the whole family. He sent people abroad. He's not the first, he's not the last born. He's the middle born. He helped everybody. And he said, he even share land for them. But one day, the family made meeting. And they said, he did not take care of them. I supposed to take care of them. Look at me, and they kill him. Benny. So this man asked me, he said, daddy, why is God not God? I said, Chai, Kai, Mishonu. Answer this simple question. When he was helping family, did he carry the kingdom? He said, no. I said, come on for here. When he was doing that for the family, they didn't do anything. He didn't know God. He said, you should go to God sometimes. God will punish all the people telling you that wants to do for the beggars. Benny, God will punish them. And for you not believing God and believing them, the Lord will heal your ignorance. The resurrection of Pillar, I don't come again. Romans 8:19. They cry him for the earnest expectation of creation, awaited the manifestations of sons of God. I pray for a son of God here, a child of God here. May you manifest. This is not for everybody. You are still looking at me. May you manifest. Every enemy of your manifestation, the Lord will unalive them. See, every enemy of your fulfillment, the Lord will remove them. A house cannot rest except there is a pillar. A house cannot rest. If they are telling you that house very big, there's no place to lie. Go around. There are pillars around the house, apart from the one that are standing. There are people called pillars that God has created. Look at me, for people to rest and lean on. There is nothing they can do about it. Now God created them like that. There is nothing. I will not help anybody again. It's a lie. I am tired. I'm fed up. They will help. Because that is how God has created them. It has become their spiritual nature. Because they are created for people to rest and to lean on. But pillars, hear me very well. So that they will not bring you down after they are finished using you. No community, no church, no family will stand, even nation, without a pillar. Let me quickly rush to the end of this message and sermon and pray for you. Every pillar in the house, no power will bring you down. Look at me. Just as pillars are planned for before we start building, likewise, every pillar that has ever existed, God has destined them, created them to be a pillar. God has created them that they will be a pillar. One pillar in the house. Let me know you are here. You will not be brought down. Pillar, no, they decide. Let me hear. I say, one pillar in the house. No power will bring you down in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. You were thinking it was when you came to this world. You started crying. No. Before I formed thee in the belly, the Lord said he knew you. And before thou comest out from the womb, he sanctified thee, and he ordained thee a prophet of nations. Likewise, we have pillars of nations, we have pillars of family, we have pillars of community, and we have pillars of people. The greatest things that can happen to you in life, I was preaching on Sunday, when the Lord said, on Wednesday, pray for pillars. The Lord told me, the Lord said, make sure you pray for pillars. And I told him immediately, the Lord said, on Wednesday we should pray for pillars. No, be so. And that's what we are doing now. I want to pray for you again, sir. Pillar is not the richest person in the family, but I want to pray for you. No pillar here will be pulled down in the name of Jesus. I said you will not be brought down in the name of Jesus. The greatest tragedy that can happen to you is for you not to know who you are, what you are, and what you are sent to do on earth. Solomon said, I have seen kings and princes, then the trek and then the waka, like idiot and slave, and I've seen slaves, they are riding on horses. Can I pray for 20 pillar here? Let us make it 30 pillar. Let's make it 70 pillar. Every pillar in the house, you are going back to your rightful position in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 46 verse 10. Everybody cannot be a pillar. I don't expect you, amen. Isaiah 46 verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning. You are saying, how can I be a pillar when my life is like this? Pillar is not the richest. It's not the most popular, but it's the one that the family will run to. It's the one that will make things to happen, both in the family and the community. Every pillar in the house, I pray for you again. What God has declared concerning you, no bastard will tamper with them in the name of Jesus. Declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, I'm reading Isaiah 46. Put it there for me. The things that are not yet done, he said, my counsel shall stand. Look at it. He said, my counsel. Can I pray for 10 people here? Let me divide the 10 here and 10 there. The counsel of God for your life shall stand. He said, and I will do my pleasure. You've got to know that the reason why your life is going like this is either you have known what God wants you to do, or you are still guessing. Anybody guessing with their life today? Oh yeah, receive sense in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me show you who is a pillar. I give you 10 points for pillar. Number one. Just 10. I'll give you 1, 2, 3, 10. Then I'll tell you what to do so that the pillar will not be brought down. Number one. A pillar is the source of joy to the family. In fact, not only the family alone, anywhere they get to, they will make people happy. They are source of joy. They don't know how they do it, but they are source of joy. To their community, they are source of joy. In fact, to the church, they are source of joy. Yes, I told you, people are not the richest, but they are the one that will bring joy. They are joy bringers. Then, while some people make others to cry, people will not make you cry. People will bring joy to you. Just as some children will make parents to cry, pillar will not make them cry. They are helpers of the family. Number two, who is a pillar? Be checking, are you a pillar or you are a caterpillar? So I put their own is to bring down pillar. What is itself? Our own is too much. Waiting. You know, we'll get money again. Those are caterpillars. Number two. A pillar is that person that is a supplier and a provider for the family. It will be there for you. It might not be every time, but you'll be there. They are helping hands in the family. They are helping hands in the community. They will give a helping hand. And unfortunately, by the time you check the account, they don't have so much, but they will still give a helping hand. They are pillars. Are you a pillar? Haven't you seen people? They will have bag of garri in the house, bag of beans in the house, bag of rice. They will see me saying, oh, help me now. Help me. I don't have much thing. And they will collect your own 25,000 naira. They will collect your own 5,000 and they have bag of rice. They have bag of beans. They are not pillars. They are not pillars. They are caterpillars. Shall I continue? Number three. A pillar. A pillar is that person that is a family cover. When they are in the family, that family is protected. When they are still in that family, oh my God, because they protect the family, either spiritually, financially, otherwise, they know that they have somebody in that family. There is a babalawo in that family. There is a herbalist in that family. There is a prophet in that family. There is a spiritualist in that family. There is a prayer warrior in that family. There is family cover. Any one of you here that your family covering are covered, no power will remove you. I'm not going to beg you to say, man. I say, no power will remove you. Number four. A pillar. We are going to 10 now. We are in number four now. A pillar is that blessing. All the people, might not be one pillar, might be 10 pillars in the family, that make things to happen in the family. They make things to happen in the family. Joseph. They make things to happen in the family. If you are here, your presence is not known in the family, your absence is even better. Because whether you are there or not, family know. Shall I continue? I need rest. Shall I continue? Are you angry already? I've not started though. Number five. A pillar is the answer to the prayer of others, to the prayer of family, to the prayer of people, to the prayer of community. They are the people, God, that prayer, Father Lord, give me this. They are the one that will solve that problem. They are problem solvers. They are the answer to prayers. Can I pray for just 10 people here? May you be the answer to other people's prayer. Oh my God. I'm with the wrong people today. I'm with the wrong people. May you be the answer to other people's prayer in the name of Jesus. If I'm the answer, who will answer my own prayer? Chai! Stop it. God has created some people to be like that. It is God that will answer you. There are some people God will not answer. It is people that will answer them. Do you know why? They have small dreams, Kevin. They have small dreams like this. So people that will answer them. Some of you, you are the one that will answer people. You are the one that will pay people's school fees. You are the one that will solicit for how they will pay their school fees. You are the one that will do. There's nothing you can do about it. So I pray the prayer for you again. Will you say amen? May you be the answer to their prayers. Should I say continue? These people I'm talking to be answered, they are the one, look at me, that wipe away the tears of others. I call them tears cleaner. They turn sorrow to joy. They accept they are not there. Once they step in like this, oh my God, they convert it. The atmosphere changed when they get there. That's how God made them to be so. People think they are weak. People think they are useless. People think they are... Look at me. Sometimes people even think they are promiscuous. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now the Lord said to me, I'll do great things here today. Number six. I'm almost finished. Oh. Who is a pillar? The pillars, they are the voice. Anywhere they get to, they are the voice. They might not make noise, but they are the voice. They are the voice. Can I pray for you? May God make you to be the voice. So they said, until look, if a man no come, maybe not do anything. Why? Because they are the voice. They say, why? Not as if we see the riches or whatever. He's the one that we talk, say, let's do this. So be like some about the richest. They are the one that make this to happen. That's why I taught you that you are not like them. Number seven, we are almost finished. A pillar is a blessing, not a burden to the people around him. It's a blessing, not a burden. Number eight. Did I miss any line? Okay. Number eight. A pillar is not just an answer, but he is not just an answer to prayer, it's an answer to problems. Have you noticed that sometimes you give people advice and you are not doing anything? And that's why I want to preach to pillars today. May your life change. Let me give you one more because of time. A pillar is a star. It's a star. When the pillar brings clothes, he will bring clothes. He will wear clothes of 10 naira and people be angry with him. Think he's wearing gold. But what is wearing? He just, jama. He said, this guy, safe. He's too proud. He's not proud. He's a star. the star came out from the cloth. You see her, she will buy bend down select. Except she tells you, they are the stars. Now, let me round off this service by telling you this now. With all the beautiful definitions of stars. With all the sweet definition of star. Look at me. Every star that is from number 1 to number 9 that I just mentioned now, they are number 1 on the hit list of Satan. They are number 1 on the death list of the enemy. Can I quickly pray into your future? No power will take you before your time. Look at me. Look at me, media too. Pay attention to me. When you see family suffering, they have removed their pillar. Listen to me, my children. When you see a woman with pregnant woman selling pure water, they have removed the pillar in her life. Benny, when you see children begging on the road, they have removed the pillar. I pray for you, pillars, and your pillar, that no power will tamper with that pillar in the name of Jesus. The first target of the family. Look at me. Look at me. They are the pillar. He is the one that will send people to Malaysia. He will send them everywhere. When it's time for him to do his own, the enemy come after him, come after his children. That is why you've got to be crazy and follow this message. I want to tell you now, every pillar in the house, anybody that touch you will die. Anybody that touch the pillar in this house, I say, the Lord will finish them in the name of Jesus. Pillar don't have money. They are the one that will say, let us help Papa, let us help Mama, let us help this one, let us help that one. Go and check the account. They don't have 30,000 naira. They are the pillars. What's wrong with this woman? Your own is too much. And so they put their eyes on you. Anybody that has eye on you, their eyes block in the name of Jesus. Have you noticed? Check the good men. They are dead. Then, check the good men. Some of you, your father pays school fees for people. Where is he? Some of you, your father is very wicked. Where is he? He's in the village. I'm telling you, good people, they pay them. Bad people, they are alive. Now, me, they tell you, the good uncle that carry people in the family, where is he? They don't pay him. The man that is good, he will help you, help your wife, help your sister, help anything. What is it? Kidney. The first thing is that, what is better, I got you. They are too proud. And so they remove them. Can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? Anybody that has eye on you, they have eye on your children. They have eye on your wife. They have eye on your helper, sir. I command all person to be buried alive in the name of Jesus. This thing, this man of God is preaching. Sit down. Is there any biblical? Come now. Daniel chapter 8. You will read it yourself from verse 9 to 10. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Look at it yourself. Look at it yourself. Look at this wicked passage yourself. And it was great. Out of them came forth a little horn. Which what? Towards the south, towards the east, and towards the pleasant land. They went to the pleasant land. They went to the pleasant land. They did not go to dry places. They went to the pleasant land. What happened now? Don't disturb me. Don't disturb me. I have not finished verse 9. Have I finished verse 9? Okay. Verse 10 now. When they went to the pleasant land, and it was great, even to the host of heaven, he went for the stars, sir. Are you listening to me? Start again from verse 9. You will understand today by fire. Verse 9 again. And out of there came forth a little horn. Anybody with little horn in your family to cause trouble, I cut off their horn. which was exceeding great. He went to the south. He went to the pleasant land. And he went to the east and pleasant land. Verse 10. Look at verse 10, everybody. And he didn't stop there. From pleasant land, he went to the heavens. And he cast down some of the hosts. Not your star in the name of Jesus. After he bring them on the ground finished, the Bible says he did what? And the good man had little headache. The joy bringer had little problem. The man that is a family cover had little fever. The woman that is carrying the family that is a had little typhoid. And the next thing they said, she's dead. The house that was standing before, look at me, did not get killed because they have removed the pillar. I am praying for you. From my heart, I pray for you. By the reason of the oil on my head, I pray for me. And I pray for somebody here too. No pillar will die. I say no pillar will be brought down. And if you are a pillar, you already brought down. This is a corrosive service. The Lord is lifting you up again in the name of Jesus. I knew this early. Sit down. I knew this early. I knew this early. You know what? The survivors, people that survived the attack of this wicked attacker, they now live like slaves on it. They are the helpers before. They are now Sojibamira too. Urgent 2K. They are asking for urgent 2K. They are calling, do you have any gari remain there? Because they have tampered with them. Stretch your hand to this altar. Make a prayer. 3D prayer for you. Just 3D prayer. Anybody that said they will bring down your star, the Lord will bring them down. Anybody eyeing your pillar, I command them to be buried alive in the name of Jesus. Anybody that say you are not going past this, I command them to go on exile in the name of Jesus. And some of you have helpers, children. Anybody that is looking at your children, I command them to die in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessing. Come on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sit down, but don't go down. So according to the book of Daniel, the enemy, look at me, they have eyes on the pillars. They have eyes on the pillar. I taught you some time ago here. Let me see if you remember. I said one of the things you have to hide in your life is hide what? Your helper. Did I not teach you? Hide your helper. Apart from telling your pastor that has headache, don't tell anybody. Madam, you are shining like this. What is the secret of your shining? Tell them it's Jesus. Tell them it's who? Don't even tell them it's your wife. They will kill her. Oh. They will kill her. Oh. Don't even tell them it's your friend. Don't tell them it's a new man you just met. The people of this world cannot stand success. The only thing they can stand is for you to cry to them. Kneel down and beg them, and they'll be enjoying it. If you have anybody that is a kind of a pillar to you, what should you do? Answer, what should you do? Hide them. You're hiding them, makes them live long. Those father in those days, you will never know about the source of their children. How is Bidemi? Oh, he's fine. What is he now? I'm better. Who's I? He's doing his own. That guy is in Las Vegas. But your child just got a job of 80,000. Eh? 80,000. The next thing is X. From X to Instagram. From Instagram to face your life. And they will face your life for you. Hide your helpers. What did I say? What did I say? There are some calls. Don't let anybody pick the call for you. Hey. There are some text messages. Don't let anybody read the text message for you. Aye, you doubt. I pray for every pillar. Anybody planted around you to bring down this pillar, the Lord bring them down in the name of Jesus. The child that is your helper. Hi there. What did I say? The son that is a pillar to you. What do you do? Hide him. Oh, he just came yesterday. Uma Laura left me ni banana ni. He said, banana where? Banana I like. Oh, my banana. Oh, my, oh, make it. If I pull a no today, la no. I'll clear a motto on you. They say, hey, your children alone are Modupe. Modupe. Memoria Nuba. And you are Jika. Modupe. Memoria Nuba. You know, I depress it. Tori Kisi, good with you. No problem. We shall meet in the coven. We shall meet where? Oh, the coven. When you are sleeping. The first tap your head. Your head will be bound. It's a bowl and nobody. I pray for you. Oh my God. May you be wiser than your enemies. I taught you in this church. Hide your source of income. I don't teach you. I don't teach you. Hide it. Where to go every morning? Ah. Iṣẹ́ bójí ojí mi ni o. Bójí ojí. If I don't go quickly, they will sack me. Meanwhile, you are the owner of your job. The more you hide, God hide himself. The Almighty, Mommy Osago, if God don't hide himself, enemy, Americans, Russia, they will just knock one day. Go, see who is there? Now we are the Americans. America, go meet them. Wait, they say, God. About God, so you get the idea like this. If God hide himself, any small thing, you are always on Twitter, especially you that I'm standing in front of you every time, and you don't have blood. Every time like this, imagine, oh, the legend. So when they put their straw like this on your neck, before the 2 gallon. My God, 2 gallon. You now turn to vegetable. Lord, what have I done? Pass me now. Oh, giant to say, God, I'm with you, but you're foolish. May you be wiser than them. That the helper becomes the dustbin. See, it's not this one, it's not like this. He's a giver. What happened? The enemy exact on him. Your enemy will not get you. Let me quickly tell you, what should a pillar do so that the wicked will not get him? Divine insurance for pillars. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please, you collected a pomade from a spiritualist. A pomade and oil from a spiritualist, because you want to be selling a pomade, so you rub it on your body. Since you got that pomade, you thought you are selling, but no one. They are bringing forward for you the blessings of many years. And after finishing the pomade, they are going to give you something else, and eventually you are going to join a witchcraft community. When you get home, please bring the pomade here or set the pomade on fire so that you can be free from this covenant I'm seeing in front of you. Number one, you want to be secure as a pillar? Ask for the oil. 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 Ask for the oil of God. You cannot be a pillar without oil. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, and it shall come to pass in that day it shall come to pass. Isaiah 10:27. In that day, that his burden, your burden, shall be taken off your shoulder on one condition, and your yoke breaking off your neck on one condition. But your yoke shall be destroyed on a condition that by the reason of the anointing. You are a pillar. You don't have oil. The people you are helping, they are the one that will kill you. They are the ones that will kill you. I have given people money, and after I gave them money, you know what they did? They went and used rainwater. They are just washing the money. There are people you even help, they think you are using their glory. Have you not seen it before? There are people you give food, they think you are. So you must have the oil. Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. Oh, the host of heaven is smiling. So many destinies will be delivered today. Look how many pillars they have turned to idiots. Stretch your hand. The oil that will sustain you, let it begin to flow upon your life. I repeat again, the oil that will preserve you, let it begin to flow upon your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Sit down. When you get home, play this message again. Oh my God. Second. Oh, you're all I have. You are the one I have. You're all I ever needed. You're all I want. Yeah. Help me know you. I need. I am preaching on the resurrection of pillar. The good ones, they don't kill them. We have few good people on earth. The bad ones, they are the ones that is remaining now. And if they don't protect themselves, look at me, they will go buy them. And nothing will happen. Life will continue. Children will be suffering. Family will be suffering because they have killed the pillar. Every pillar in the house. I said, they don't go take you. What will the pillar do? So that they no go catch them. Number two. Are you still there? Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. You cannot be a pillar and be weak. You must be strong. Read it for me. Ephesians 6:10. Everybody want to read loud? Let me hear you now. Finally, my brethren, be strong in what? Be strong in the family. Be strong in the court. And in the power. Don't forget, you got in the oil. After the oil now, you must be strong. All I have is you in heaven and earth. All I have is you, Oluwa. All I have is you in heaven and earth. All I have is you. Let me call his name loud and clear. Everybody. Jesus, all I have is you. Jesus, all I have is you. Number three, are you a pillar? You want to live for years, eh? You better listen to me now. You have to know God. Don't say you are strong. You got to know God. You must be connected to God. See, pillars don't have much people. They have themselves. Who them get?
Jesus. Money.
you cannot be strong except you know God. Oh yeah, number one. Number two, you must be strong. Number three, you must know God. And I know God. You know how?
I know God.
Daniel 11:32. You know God?
I know God. And God knows me.
But the people that don't know their God. But the people that know their God.
Mumba Olua.
Don't just be helping people.
Mumba Olua.
Yesu Moruka.
Me.
Don't just be helping people. Get the oil. After you got the oil, be stronger. And when you are sure you are strong, make sure you know God and you are connected to Him. Don't let anything disconnect you. Are you still there? Number four, overcome fear. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 17. Thou therefore guard your loins, pillars. Pillar, arise and speak unto them that I have commanded thee. Don't be dismayed by their faces, lest I confound thee before thee. Bible says, for we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of sound mind. Hello, hello. There are 365, fear not in the Bible. They are going to trouble you. Pillar, they are going to trouble you. But you know what I want to pray for you? Your children will not suffer. I want to round off. I want to start praying by 8:30. Number five. Be answerable to God first. Look at me. Don't help people first. Help God. Help the kingdom first. Let me say, carry the kingdom first. Then, carry the kingdom first. When you carry the kingdom, God will take care of you. Know they give people the money you have not given the kingdom. Tag me as anything, but I'm telling you, no, they give people the money you have not given the kingdom. No, they give people. I can't give you 100K when I'm not giving God 100K. So if I give you 100K, no, I've given God 100K several times. No, they help family with 2 million when you have not given your altar 2 million. If you are forced, if God is forcing your life, then you are forced to Him. He will not let anybody force your life out. I said, she was asking me, sir, he helped everybody, but they kill him. I said, they have to kill him. Does he have water? That is why most great people, they belong to one altar. But you don't need that altar. You know God already. Have your own altar. Matthew 6. Don't let people be number one in your life. You can't satisfy people. But seek Him first. I'm not here. But seek Him first. And His what? And some of other things. Make sure it is God first. If you now remain, we share. If you don't remain, sorry. Come next time. Look, let me tell you, the poor will always be in the land. The rich will always be in the land. They'll be in the church, they'll be everywhere. Don't look at their tears. Do God first. When he now remain, give them. When you don't do anything on the altar, no spirit is carrying you. No spirit is watching over you. Some of you, the money you are giving to them, they use it to consult spirit against you. I promise, Yamini Ojente, they carry the money to altars and shrine. have you given God 10K before? You gave it to your auntie. Your auntie said, look at the stupid money you gave to me. Oh, Lord, will it ever make power? Some people can't just stand your success. Finally, sacrifice. Love God. Sacrifice to Him so that the people you love will not sacrifice you. You hear what I say? Love God. Uncle, love God. Ross, love God. Ross, love God. Ross, love God. Auntie, love God and sacrifice to Him so that the people you love will not do what? Sacrifice you. There are people you sacrifice everything for, but you know what? They sacrifice you for anything. You know what I'm saying now? You sacrifice anything for them. Yes, you sacrifice your life, anything for them. But once they need something, they will sacrifice you for that thing that they need. Every pillar in the house, I hope I have been able to convince you and not confuse you that this world where you come, there are people that will not let pillar leave, but you will leave. Let's rise to your feet and let us pray. Rise, let us pray. Rise, let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I thank you for this revelation. Thank you for the exposition of your word. I say, thank him. I didn't say you should confess. Thank him. Thank him. Let the pillars thank God. Thank him that you are alive to even hear this word. Thank him, oh, somebody thank him. You are not saying anything. Thank him, I beg, thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him, somebody. Thank him. We have 2 minutes to thank him. Thank him.
You are worthy, oh Lord.
Uncle, thank you. Have 1 minute more.
You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy.
You have 30 seconds more to thank him. You have 30 seconds more. God said I should do today is to pray for pillars. So that's what I'm going to be doing. Before we continue, everybody pray this prayer. Father, I'm not taking it. Say, Father, look at me. Remove the yoke of the wicked from my neck. This is bigger than any revelation you are waiting for. Remove the yoke. Yoke in the mokwe. Remove the yoke of the wicked. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, it said, the yoke shall come out from your neck. If the yoke is on your neck, they are still going to be troubling you. Remove the yoke of the wicked from my neck. Are you ready to pray? Thank you, Jesus. Say after me, say, my Father. Say, remove the yoke of the wicked from my neck. Now. In Jesus' name, lift up your voice and pray. Are they praying? Oh, look at what is happening here. Holy, are you, Lord? Something's happening here. All creation, cause you got. Somebody, are you praying? Something has been removed from that sister's neck now.
You are God. I see your miracle.
Somebody, are you praying?
Make it all of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you.
In Jesus' name we pray. Come, that boy in white cap, come. Come. Number two, stay here, I'm coming. Egg, bad row. When there is a rope on your neck, they will use it to do what? Thank you. Say, Father. Remove the rope of the wicked from my neck. So then, the Lord said, pray for pillars. I will pray for you. Any pillar that they have marked to finish, after the service, God will finish them for you. My Father, you are still positioned. My Father, remove the rope of the wicked from my neck. Everybody cry to God now in the name of Jesus. Come watch them. We came to pray. Are you praying, choir? Are you praying? Are you praying, women? Are you praying? Are you praying, men? Are you praying? Remove the rope of the wicked. Thank you, Jesus. Remove their rope. Remove their rope. In Jesus. Matinee will pray. What's your name? Come. Sit down. I said sit down. Kneel down, sorry. You are living an upside. When I use the microphone like this, will you hear me? Will you hear me? You know why? Because it's upside down. Anyone here living an upside down life? I pray for you that you are delivered now. Yes. You know, I could be praying for him and praying for you at the same time. you have a way of looking in a very bad way. I'm praying for you that if your life is upside down, look at that brother at the back there. You have done everything. You are now into musical. Go walk. And then pray, then whoa. Any spirit of upside down life in your life, I command them to leave you alone in the name of Jesus. What do you call your name again?
Emmanuel.
Ebuka Wanko, who is Ebuka?
My friend.
It's your friend. Where is he? Is he here now?
No, sir.
Okay. That Ebuka, bring him to me. If you cannot bring him to him, separate from him. Benny, show him this video. What is my business? So that there will be no handcuff to handcuff. Benny, you know handcuff to handcuff. More pray. I'm still praying for you. That brother that come, Ibia. I'm still praying for you. Stretch your hand to him so that it can affect you too wherever you are. Come like this for me. Come like this for me. Hey, sorry. Sorry. Anybody here that is living an upside down life, whatever made your life to be upside, I turn it back in the name of Jesus. How can I walk with my head? How can I walk with my hand? Every walk of darkness. Every walk of darkness in your life that said your own will be outside, I command that walk to terminate in the name of Jesus. You are hereby delivered today in the name of the Father. You are delivered in the name of the Son. You are delivered in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give me your hand. Stand up. Congratulations. Clap for Jesus for me. Let us pray some more. I'm coming. Everybody pray with me. Say, my Father, my helper. Protect this pillar. Hey, so. Say it again. Let me say, my Father. Say, my helper. Say again, say my Father. Say my help. Protect this pillar. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Protect this. Somebody's not praying. Protect this pillar. You are not praying. The enemies will not get this pillar. Are you praying? Can you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus, never pray. In Jesus, never pray. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I'm still going to pray for you, but let's pray this prayer first. Everybody say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Remove my name from the death list of Satan. Say, remove my name from the death list, Benny, of the enemy. Whether it's family enemy or whatever enemy that is it, remove my name from the death list of my enemies. Remove my name from the death list. Oh, Satan. Will you pray the prayer? Okay, what's your name? Manuel. Mayo. Michael. Neither, let me pray for you. There is a terrible delay in your life. You are 5 years behind schedule. And I want to bring speed now. So God will give you speed of accomplishment. Do you have an international passport? Do you have an international passport?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, come with me now. I'm leaving. Get it for me the next time you are coming to church. Stretch your hand as I pray for this young man. Stretch your hand as I pray for this young man. Thank you. The Lord bless you as you obey. Anybody here? So I'm praying for all of you. Anybody here? You have tried everything. You are intelligent. But they say you are not going. I command people blocking your way to come out on the road. You don't want to say amen here. Be okay, I'm coming here. Anybody that says you are not going with your intelligence, you have tried several times. You have tried crypto. You have tried investment. You have tried motto. It's not working. I stand as your prophet. I command them to come off the road in the name of Jesus. Every chain of delay in your life is broken today in the name of the Father. It's broken today in the name of the Son. It's broken in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Congratulations. Bring your passport for me. Are you clapping for Jesus? Father, remove my name. You're not interested again? Hey, pray now. Say, Father. If you write in Yoruba and French, say, Father, remove my name from the death list of Satan. Say, Father, remove my name from the death list of my enemies. When you are finished praying your own, you move to your family. You move to your family. Are you listening to me now? Oh yeah, lift up your voice, everybody, and pray. Are they praying here, sir? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. There's a woman here, you have been trying to build a house and it's becoming a problem. Project to build is becoming bad and bad every day. The Lord said, I have removed the hand of the wicked and I'm helping you to build the house. Yeah. Congratulations to you. Everybody pray. This prayer will take us for 2 minutes. We want to pray for pillars. Say, my Father, in the name of Jesus, I will not return to beg from the people I have helped before. Do you understand?
Yes,
Pastor Paul, do you know how many people we have sent to school? 282. Now, my children, no. I will not return to beg. Ben, from the people I have assisted before. Are you listening to me now? They can assist you, but that you now go and eat on you. If you are here, you have knelt down to beg for help before. Let me pray for you. It will not happen again. Do you know why you don't want to pray? Because you have not assisted much before. Some of us, how many people we have carried? How many people have lived in my house? Father, in the name of Jesus, I will not return back to square one. I will not return to beg from the people I have helped before. Can you pray the prayer for yourself? Some people are not praying here. I will not return and beg. It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord said, I should tell that woman and the family that is confused about the life of their children. And I pray for every one of you here, not only that woman. The Lord says, I should tell you, you will not labor in vain over your children. Pray with me. I reject premature death. Say, let me hear you now. Say it again, let me hear you. Say it again, let me hear you. Please, men, when you get home, write down the responsibility you are carrying. Men, and pretend as if you are not there. The woman cannot carry it. Now, let me tell you. The women that can carry, they are not to 8% in this world. God did not create those women to suffer. It is man. God said, should go and walk. God did not create them to labor. No. God did not create your children to be selling anything on the road. Benny. And we pray before we start the service that gone too soon will not be your portion. Amen. Remove my name from the book of premature death. Do you know why you are not saying anything since? And I'm looking at you. I will soon drop my microphone now. You are waiting for me to call your name. No calling name. I said I want to pray for Pillar. Remove my name from the list of premature. Say, Father. Let me first say, Father. Remove my name from the list of premature death. Say, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Remove my name from the list. You are not praying. You are still looking at your phone. Thank you, Lord. You are not praying. In Jesus' name we pray. There is a lady there, physically, but in the name of the Spirit, they have turned into a man. So I pray for you right now that the Lord will change back your glory to the divine original in the name of Jesus. Wait for it. I'm coming. Whatever they have done to your portion to turn you to a male in the realm of the Spirit, I reverse it back now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody pray this prayer before we go. I want to use many minutes to pray for all of you. Now listen and pray. Father, deliver me from terminal disease. When you want to start, they say kidney problem. That is it. When you start, they say heart failure. That is it. We say that liver inflammation, not my own, liver inflammation. That's how it starts. Then the pillar will be going down. The pillar will begin to spend money. The pillar will begin to spend money. The pillar will begin to spend money. They say the eyes are not seeing. Father, deliver me. If I reject terminal disease, oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Are they praying here? Are you rejecting? Are you rejecting? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. That woman behind Kolawole, I pray for you. Every rod of the wicked on your family, the rod is suspended in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody stretch your hand to me. Anywhere you are, I want to pray for you the next 5 minutes. The Lord that delivered me from death will deliver you from untimely death. The Lord delivered me from untimely prophecy of death. You know what I mean, bro? I see that you die. I see that you die. I'm not dying, no. Me care. Me. Every prophecy of death over your life is not suspended. They are canceled in the name of Jesus. you. I see that your response is not good. Let me get home and rest. I am praying for you. By the power in the blood of Jesus, none of your organ will pack up in the name of Jesus. That mama, she's the oldest here. Our own noise, she doesn't want to die. And she's the oldest. Yeah, yeah. You that you are young, no say amen. I am still praying for you. Every dream of death. I told you several times, I don't say I die for dream. Every dream of death over your life, it shall never come to pass in the name of Jesus. This is what God said we should do today that I'm now doing. The Lord said, pray for pillar. Any pillar in the house, whether you have started to be a pillar or you are an upcoming pillar, anybody that wants to kill before time, they kill themselves in the name of Jesus. We read from the book of Daniel. He said the small horn went. He went from the south and he went to the east. He now went to the pleasant land. He went to the heavens. He brought down stars and he stamped on them. And I pray for you right now. Any wicked horn from your family lifted against you, both horn and the owner catch fire in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. I said both horn and the owner that want to bring down your star, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any star here that has already been brought down, you used to be the helper, but now you are the dustbin. Let the star shine again in the name of Jesus. They say, gone are the days when he used to have money. All the days when it has been good for you. The Lord, bring back those days to reality in the name of Jesus. They call them in my language, Oluwana, you will not become a rich man of yesterday in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody under the sound of my voice that they have tampered with your life, I call on the Holy Spirit, the repairer of destiny. Let him repair your life now in the name of Jesus. Some of you like to collect gifts. You like Ebu. Any gift you have used to tamper with this pillar, to tamper with this star. And that is why, please, ask people, I just bless you for what? For what? You don't know me, you ask for what? For what? What is this for? Any gift that they use to make your journey longer, to turn pillar to nonsense, I reverse the effect over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is what God said I should do, and I'm doing. Lord, I pray that no pillar in the house will die before their time. Stand up, don't kneel down. Everybody stand up. I'm not kneeling down to you, I kneel down to God. Every one of you stand. Lord, I pray that as a father and priest over this house, I will not hear of the death of anybody in the name of Jesus. Every young boy that are pillar, young girl that are pillar, some children now that are pillar, the enemy will not take them from my hand in the name of Jesus. Men that are pillars, women that are pillars, the enemy will not take them from our hand in the name of Jesus. Elderly men that are pillars and helpers, all over the world, over your life, the Lord preserve them for you in the name of Jesus. You and your children will not go out and suffer in the name of Jesus. I pray and I take comprehensive insurance for every pillar in the house now in the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, precious Lord. We give you praise. All pillars in the house, you are preserved in the name of Jesus. Let me see your hand. More money for you in the name of Jesus. More open door for you in the name of Jesus. More blessing for you in the name of Jesus. The people that you have that want to bring you down shall die in the name of Jesus. God preserve you in the midst of your enemies in the name of Jesus. May you be wiser than your enemies in the name of Jesus. May you be faster than them in the name of Jesus. May you be smarter than them in the name of Jesus. Anybody that take your money to shrine shall not return in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, and so shall it be in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' mighty name of prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Pebbles.